today, and a few verses of Scripture, five verses actually, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 25 through 29, if you want to follow along there with me, or we have it projected here over the top of my head so that you can follow along as well. This is Hebrews 12 and 25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God and acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Well, I think that we recognize that we have a very unique opportunity. I don't know that any generation in my lifetime is having the opportunity that we are having right now. With all the things that are happening in our world, interesting enough, Bible sales, according to Bible distributors, Bible sales are up as much as 140% last month. Online worship attendance is up. Many churches reporting two times, three times, and more the number of viewers that they have even that normally come and sit in their regular services. And as I mentioned, we've had an average in the last 4 weeks of 250-some watching our live service. So it is an opportunity that God has given to us. Many times opportunities are disguised in hardship, in difficulty, and in even darkness and struggles. I'm glad that God is, through all of that's going on, God is getting our attention. And he's getting the world's attention. You know, I don't follow the weather reports every day. I don't follow what's going on in the weather. But if I see dark clouds, if I see weather coming that seems a little bit difficult, then I'll check the weather report. I'll check the weather report to see what the meteorologists are saying. Is it going to rain? Is it going to storm? Is it going to snow? What's the weather going to be? And so I think that's what's going on in our world right now. A lot of people have just kind of put God out of the picture. They're not thinking about God. They're not considering who God is or that God has any place at all in their lives. But now with the dark clouds and now with the struggles and the stormy situation that we are in right now in our world, people are checking in with God. People are buying Bibles. People are watching online services. People are asking lots of questions about spiritual things. So God is working to get the attention of our world. And I thank God for that. So we live in a world right now that's been really interrupted. Our lives have been completely turned upside down and interrupted. But in this text here in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 25, the first phrase there of that section that we read, it says, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. And that's the challenge. That's the challenge to the world today. That's the challenge. Don't refuse God who is now speaking. He is speaking and he is working in our world. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. God's always been speaking. God has always communicated and is always speaking to his people. In various times, the writer here in Hebrews says, he spoke through his prophets. He spoke through these different individuals in the Old Testament. In verse 2 it says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. God has always spoke. Today he is speaking. He spoke by prophets. You know, the scripture also says that even the creation, by creation he speaks to us. Even the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens are speaking. Creation speaks and reminds us that God is in control. The heavens declare the glory of God. Prophets have spoken. We have the word of God today, which those of the Old Testament did not have, the scriptures such as we have today. Today we live in the age of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit communicates with us and speaks to us, and even circumstances and world events. I mentioned a few weeks ago, one preacher called it that God is shouting right now, that he often speaks, but right now he's shouting. And the whole world is recognizing that God is speaking. Refuse not him that speaketh. This is no time to be turning the voice of God off. This is no time to be ignoring the voice of the Lord. Don't think this is just some natural occurrence, some scientific occurrence, some medical occurrence that's happening in our world right now. Oh, no, no. Behind all of the natural things that are happening in our world, everything has a spiritual significance. Everything has a spiritual consequence. And so everybody's listening to the doctors. Everybody's listening to the experts. And people are saying things like, follow the science. It's almost as if they're worshiping these the intellectuals of our day. But beyond all that, even much more important than that, is the deeper, more important message that God is speaking. And right now, God is speaking. And he's speaking very clearly to a world that has got used to ignoring God, or has forgotten God, has pushed God completely to the side, and are having nothing to do with God. The very ones that would say things like, well, how do you even know there's a God? I don't see him. I don't see God. How do you know that there is a God? Now they're talking about something that's affecting the whole world that they can't see. An invisible virus that they can't see. I want you to know, yeah, sure, there may be invisible viruses, but there's also a God. You may not see him, but you see the effect of him, and you see his voice, and you see him communicating with the world today. And he does, sometimes even through storms and floods and pestilences and earthquakes and many other ways that God speaks to try to get the attention of people who are ignoring him. Refuse not him that's speaking. Don't ignore the voice of the Lord. God is real, and God is speaking powerfully right now in our world right now. And for the most part, the world is ignoring God and has ignored God. But my prayer is, Lord, that this will be an awakening, that this will be a stirring, and that through all of this, however long that it lasts, or what the consequences of it are, I just pray, God, use this to awaken a world that has forgotten about God, to many people who reject God and will not hear the voice of the Lord, that somehow during the middle of all this, God will get this world's attention. Amen. You see, God wants our undivided attention. That's what he wants. And he deserves that. You see, the further that a nation drifts away from God, the more chaotic it gets. Let me tell you, we live in a chaotic world. It's chaotic in the world of politics. It's chaotic in the world of the economy. It's chaotic in every facet of our world today. And the chaos has come because people have drifted further and further and further away from the Lord. But God is now speaking, and He is grabbing and demanding the attention of our world. Refuse not Him that's speaking. Don't ignore the voice of the Lord that's talking to you and helping you, telling you to see that you need to listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. I remember when I was a boy, I'm the oldest of three boys, and I was a little guy, and we went to church, and my mom would get us dressed and ready to go to church, and the last thing that we would do before we would walk out the door is my dad would comb our hair. Now, you got to remember now, this is a long time ago. This is like in the early 60s. And so my dad would line us up. We would line up in the bathroom, and then my dad would grab a hold of our chins like this because he knew we were wiggly little boys, and he'd get a hold of us to be still so he could do his work with our hair, you know. And he would put a little water on it, a little Lucky Tiger hair oil on it. This is a long time ago. And then he would part our hair perfectly and comb it. And all the while, he had a hold of our complete attention. He wouldn't let us move. Do you know that's what's happening right now? God has got a grip on us. He's got our attention now. He's got the attention of the world. And I just pray that people will not refuse Him that's speaking, that they will pay attention to the voice of the Lord. This text is talking about a shaking. It's talking about that this voice shook the whole earth. The voice of the Lord shaking. You know, God shakes the world and disrupts the regular order of things in order to get our attention. Don't turn away from the voice of the Lord. Do you know the scripture says that everything that can be shaken will be shaken? You know, only the things that are attached to the world can be shaken. Only the things that are attached to the world. You see, if a great earthquake comes and shakes the earth, everything, every building, everything attached to the earth is going to be shaken. But if you're up in an airplane and an earthquake takes place, that airplane ride is going to be perfectly smooth because you are not going to feel, you're detached from the world, and you're not going to feel the shaking. And that's what the church has to be. That's what Christians have to be, detached from the world, detached from the world. If we are, then we will not feel the terrible. The reason why that we feel this so much is because we have such a connection with the world. The reason why we feel this shaking so much is, you know, our fun activities, our entertainment, our sports, our parties, our events, our gatherings, all the things that we love and that we do, all that's been pretty much put to a stop. And we feel it, don't we? We feel it. And the more attached we are to the world, the more that we are feeling it, the more we are feeling it. But the writer here in Hebrews says, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, you once more, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken. You know, that's what God wants to do, is He wants to shake this earth and shake us free from all of our attachment to the world, and that everything will be removed. The removing of the things that are shaken, that it'll all be disconnected from us, dislodged from us. Our love for the world, our connection with the world will all be dislodged so that we will be able to truly give our attention and our focus to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've allowed a lot of things to become more important to us than God and the things of God. So God is allowing the shaking to take place right now. I'm so glad that it is a new opportunity. It is a new opportunity. There's some things that God is doing right now, wonderful things that God is doing right now. And we have a great hope and a great confidence in the Lord, because we know that while the earth is being shaken and God is speaking, we are going to pay attention to the voice of the Lord. And as believers, we are going to see God do some wonderful, wonderful things. Lamentation chapter 3, it says, "For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies." We know that this is for a season, and we need to take advantage of this season spiritually, to dig in, to press in, to draw nearer to the Lord, to question those areas of our life where that we have allowed things to connect to us of this world. Get free from all of the influences of this world so that you can enjoy the mercy and the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And new things that God is wanting to do. Sometimes it's the pain, it's the difficulty that produces good things. When a mother goes into labor, that's not a pleasant thing. That's a difficult thing when she goes into labor. But later on, after the baby is born, then there's just joy. There's just joy after that. Matter of fact, the scripture says in John chapter 16 and verse 21, "A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of this child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world." Amen. Do you realize that what's happening right now in our world is like a mother that is in labor? And that God, if we will allow him to, he can produce some new things, some new life, some wonderful blessings, some wonderful things in our behalf if we'll put our complete trust in the Lord. Don't be shaken, but allow him to dislodge those things that need to be disconnected from your life. Don't refuse him that is speaking. Listen to his voice. Pay attention to the word of the Lord. Once more signifying the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. The things that can't be shaken, all the good things, all the righteous things, all the pure things, they all remain. They'll survive the shaking. Everything that is good and godly and the gift of God in your life, it'll all remain. It'll survive the shaking. Praise God. Don't refuse him that is speaking. Wherefore, we receive a kingdom that cannot be moved. That's the kingdom that we are a part of. A kingdom that cannot be shaken. Amen. We are a part of an unshakable kingdom. When you are born again, you're born into the kingdom of God. That kingdom is the place where Christ rules, is in control. And that's a place that can't be shaken. It can't be destroyed. But it will survive and even come out on the other side with greater blessing, greater growth, greater fruitfulness in our lives on the other side. Receiving a kingdom which cannot be removed, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. That's what the scripture tells us we're to do in the middle of this trial. We are to be grateful for the grace of God, the gift of God that's given to us. The gift of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ that has been given to us. Nothing should be more precious to us than that. And then we should serve him with reverence and godly fear. Every Christian should look for ways that they can serve somebody, minister to someone, encourage someone. Do you know just a phone call can really be a blessing? Just sending a little message, a little text message to someone to check on them can be a real blessing to them. You can do something if you know or hear of someone that is in need and you tangibly can meet that need. Serve God. Serve God. Live for the Lord. Do what you can to minister to people in their time of need. The last verse of the text says, "For our God is a consuming fire." Wow. That's a description of our God, isn't it? What God does is He lights the fire and turns the fire up. In Malachi, He's called the refining fire. He turns up the heat and the fire, and what He consumes is the dross, is the waste, is the worthlessness. That all falls aside. It's all taken away. And all that has remained is just the pure, the silver, and the gold. And that's all that's left. And it's purified. Our God is a consuming fire. And what He wants to do during this trying time is to refine us, to purify us. Malachi 3:3, "And He shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver." That's what God wants to do for you and me in the church, to cleanse us, to purify us, to purge us. This fire is a refining fire. So this text describes for us an unshakable kingdom, and it describes to us a God who will melt away all the dross, all the impurities, and make us clean and pure and better and more fruitful and more holy. We should come out on the other side of this trial much, much better as the people of God. Not defeated, not without faith, but much, much better, because our hope and our confidence is in the Lord. Refuse not Him that speaketh. God is speaking. Pay attention. Allow Him to speak to your heart. Now, if you're watching this service today and you're not a Christian, you don't know the Lord, then I wouldn't delay not even another minute. I would find a time and a place right there, wherever you are watching this service, and I would call upon the name of the Lord. Don't reject the voice. Don't refuse Him that's speaking. Listen to the voice of the Lord. The Bible says that He will forgive you if you'll confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He will make you a saint of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. No longer a sinner, but now a saint, because you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. My prayer is that if there are any that are listening now that you're not really sure of where you stand with the Lord, that this day would be the day that you'd turn your heart toward the Lord today. Don't reject the voice. Don't turn away from the voice. Don't refuse the voice of the Lord, but allow God to speak to your heart. Let's pray. Father, thank You, Lord, for Your word. Thank You, Lord, that You can speak to us in so many amazing ways. We thank You for the word of God. We thank You for the voice of the Holy Spirit. We thank You, Lord, that You can speak to us even through nature and creation. You can speak to us in so many ways. And Lord, I know that right now, in the midst of what's happening in our world, You are speaking. You are declaring Your mighty power. And Lord, I ask God that You would move in such a mighty way that, Lord, through all that is happening, that people would pay attention to the voice of the Lord. No longer putting You aside, no longer ignoring Your voice, but pay attention to Your voice. Lord, in Jesus' name, and we thank You for what You're doing in our lives. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to this live stream service. We're just providing a service on Sunday morning and on Wednesday night. And I just encourage you to stay in the Word, spend time in the presence of the Lord, draw nearer to the Lord, and hopefully very, very soon we'll be able to gather together once again right here in this sanctuary. God bless you today. It's my prayer.